Hello, I am Attila Sic from Colabora, and I will speak louder. I will try to speak louder, okay? I will speak about cool UI command tracking and analyzing. First, why do we need it? At the UI, there is a question always that how should the UI elements be, how big they should be, what kind of image, what kind of name should be, and where should we place these UI elements. Well, we can have a lot of theories to do it, but we can also check what users do with it and figure out some problems maybe, or if it's good, like if they undo most of these times, then maybe the UI element is not perfect, and we can always check how much the users use them. There is a lot of other ways how we can use this kind of logs. For example, I made a screenshot from another application where we can see the paste button is much bigger than the copy and the cut. And I heard that they also made some statistics about what the users do, and they see that the paste used much more than the copy and the cut, and so they just increase the button to be sure that the user can much easily use that. So let's see what we got from it. This logs made from 12 days, so it's not a huge time interval yet, but we can see that the paste and the copy is nearly the same in our cases, but sure, the cut is used 10 times less than the paste or the copy. Maybe our users use it differently. However, there is another option that we only counted the uno paste and the uno copy command, and it can be a button, but it can also be generated by keyboard shortcuts. So maybe we could separate them, and we could get different stats. Maybe the other application, they counted only the button clicks, and that could result the difference. But all other stats could be useful. For example, it's good to see that we use most of the times for texting, but only the mouse movement is more in this case. And it's also good to see that removing text is much less than the inputting text. But we can see that 400,000 characters was inputted by users in these 12 days. And there we have other stats. For example, what was undoed. We can also see that the paste was undoed very many times. It can be a logical, I think, if we paste somewhere and, oh, we have to paste it one character later, then we undo it and go away and paste it again. Maybe that's why it's more. There is a strange problem here that we have an unknown command with undo, but it's because there is a bit of problem. We was not able to connect all undo with undo at command, or undoable commands. We can improve it later. But I think these stats does not seem to be bad. But for example, the last in the table, the table cell background color was used only 21 times, but it was undoed 5 times. We could say that it's many of them was undoed. Maybe it's not the best, but it seems not so bad at all. We have other statistics like typing speed. It's not important, it's just an interesting thing. Command transition. For example, it's logical that Then it was used manuscripts only 25 times, but it was used a lot of text input or other navigation. It's logical if we click, then it will ruin our navigation, so we don't click many times if we are using navigation. But another statistics, how users using, for example, we can see that many cases there was not even one user. That is more than 20 times more times document was opened only by application, like converting it or something like that. For example, we can see how many people was editing or just viewing. This information can help us figure out how to set up servers for them, and many other cases that we can use it for. And about how to implement it, at first it was seems it's very easy. We just find a function where all the comments go through. I found the function in the server, and we just log these comments and then make some statistics. It's very easy, but in the reality it's much more complex. For example, I mentioned that paste button or keyboard. If we want to separate them, then it's not enough to check in the server. We have to somehow find it from the UI also, which it can be find in the client, but in the client side code it's not in one place. So if we want to track them there, we should make codes everywhere around the source code. So I decided to keep it in the server side. We still can fix this by making separate comments for the buttons and separate comments for the keyboard, and then it can be done. Another question was, what do we want to log? What kind of statistics we are, because this is very subjective things. Like, for example, the client visible area, this is a command we get, but it's not directly made by the user, so we talk that it's not needed. But we can, if we want such statistics, like how many times the user done something that the visible area changed, then we have to log it. So I rather made a configurable point to the code where we can list what kind of code comments we want to log and what we don't want to log. And another complexity is that what should we do with the parameters of it, because in some case we need these parameters. For example, in the k command it can be a space or an arrow, and sure, we need this information what it is, but if we are typing text, we must not log the text what the user typed, because we try to we have to make it anonymous. And another complexity is that how to count the undo. Now I do it like that. There is a vector in the core that contains all the undo state. When we change the document, then it will add another undo state that we can use for undo. And if before the command and after the command, I check this vector, and if it's changed, then I will log that the undo state has changed. It get one more and or one less element. it has other problems, but I rather skip them. Now the merge thing is again a complexity, because we don't want to log 100 times that someone writeed one letter. We rather want to have only one line that there was 100 letter typed in. And this is even not so easy because at first we talked we want to merge everything, but in the end there was things that we don't want to merge. For example, the key commands, if we merge everything, then we will not see which is navigation, we ended up save, log this information like up or right or page up, not like nine navigation. Another complexity was that we have to convert some of the commands. Because, like, if the user made a mouse click, we will see it a mouse down and the mouse up, but we don't want this information. It would be enough to log only just a mouse click. In other cases, for example, the key command can be a space or an enter, but this is more like a text. So we should log it as a text input, but other cases, if the key was an arrow key, then it should be not a text input. So in the runtime, we have to convert even these commands. And we also have to care about if the control, the shift key was pushed too. And even more complexity is that multi-user and multi-document, well, we have to separately keep track on every user what commands was their last commands was used for merging, and we have to keep what commands are undoable. If he use an undo, we can choose what was undoed. In the multi-document place, we had some problems with the logging system. I try to be more quick because I think I don't have much time. So, and even more problem about the merge, we can lose the order. If we want to log at runtime and log at merge at runtime, then we will have a logical problem with the order, because we cannot log the command until we figure out that the user started to do something else. I mean, if the user one start to type and he doing it for a long time, okay, then
we have two minutes.
2 minutes, okay. If user one type along and the user two just join in and do something and quit, then the user two will be logged, but the user one will still not logged because he's still typing and we don't see when he will stop. But once user one stop typing and do something else, it will be logged after the second user, but with an earlier timestamp. It breaks the order, but we can fix it. But we can fix this order at a later time. In this case, in the script that makes the statistics, there was other complications like there are no user in the sessions in the convert application or something like that. And sure, we had to make a script to make statistics about it. And this is just an example of the log file that we are now logging. And I think I should finish now. Thank you.